This episode of The Morning Stream is brought to you by Casper, an online retailer of premium mattresses for the fraction of the price, because everyone deserves a great night's sleep. Get $50 off any mattress purchase by visiting casper.com/morningstream and enter the promo code MORNINGSTREAM. Coming up on TMS, we have globs.
Frog Pants gets all twitchy.
We stump Daryl.
That seems a little steep.
Alien claw found.
No Pants subway ride is underway.
TV guy screws up with Echo.
Uh-oh. Major spoilers and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Harvey, want anything special for your birthday?
Just a decent cup of coffee.
You're kidding.
I'm serious. Honey, your coffee's undrinkable. You know, the girls down at the office make better coffee on their hot plates.
This is the Morning Stream, and but I have some real concerns.
Okay, that went great. Holy crap, dude. I don't know why that played like that, but that was annoying. How did that work? Hold on a second. Let's just test that one more time.
Sure.
This is the Morning Stream.
Why are there two of
those? But it's not in the morning, it's at night.
It's not at night, though.
Those shouldn't be there at all. Let's turn that off. Oh, I see what I did. You know, when you're going to set up a shortcut key, don't assign it to two items.
Oops.
Bad idea. Horrible idea. It's Scott Johnson here with Brian Ibbett for the Morning Stream. Hi, Brian.
Hi there. You triggered your Fletches on Echo.
Yeah, I did. The Fletches on Echo. Fletcher, ba-doot, please fetch me toilet paper. Ba-doot. Hey, we got a show. We're doing it. It's Monday. What is it? What is the show? The TMS show, The Morning Stream.
TMS show.
Welcome,
January
everybody.
9th.
Yeah, that's a date. January 9th, 2017. Let's not forget. It's a whole new year. Should be getting used to this by now, right? Like this idea of a new year. Do you feel like you've settled into 2017?
Oh, totally. I think as a whole, we've all been ready for 2017 to start. So it's like we were waiting in Lost and Found, and then 2017 showed up, and we ran into its arms and grabbed it as tightly as we possibly could to say, "I'm never leaving you again, 2017."
So we're going to continue to pretend that years are sentient beings that we have physicality
right.
with, and that we can run into and hug. I got it. I see.
Don't,
I see how
don't
it is.
Don't try to like, you know. Analyze this, Mr. Freud.
Well, listen, all I'm saying is years can bite me. We made them up. 365 days? Sure, why not? Just call them that. Sure. How many hours in a day? 24. What's an hour? I don't know. 60 minutes? Sure. What's a minute? Like, if you start getting down to it, let me tell you why I'm talking this way. I'd like to reveal something. I watched a documentary over the weekend called Minimalism. And it's a bunch of hippies basically doing all kind of minimalist stuff. And two of the guys, I had no idea until I watched it, but two of them apparently live here in Salt Lake City, and they're used to be like big time banker dudes. Like big
when you
time
say minimalist stuff, like art or what do you mean?
No, like living a minimalist life.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And so their whole deal is they used to be big time banker, Wall Street dude, businessmen guys. And they were never happy, and it didn't matter how much money they had, and they were making a ton of it. It didn't matter how much stuff they had, and they were buying a ton of it. They got less and less happy the more they got. And they said, you know what? This blows. So they stopped doing that, and they simplified. And they basically did things like, I got 36 things to wear, and that's it. And if something new comes, I give something else away. And I don't need a huge apartment or house. I just need what fits me. And just all the basics, and then declutter everything else. And then they have all these experts, and the 10% happier guy comes on, and you know they have some PhD neurologist guy talking about why human beings consume and think that that's helping them, but it actually hurts them. Right. And then what level of happiness comes at, like there's a median where it is good to be there, but once you're there, going past that doesn't ensure any additional happiness, and blah, 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 blah. Great big movie, and it's all about minimalism, and part of the thing, they focus on these like super hardcore hippie types that buy the little tiny houses for like 30K. So like 30K house, it's like the size of a tough shed.
It's a shipping crate, basically, right?
Kind of, yeah. But it has everything in there that you'd need. So All the stuff you'd need. Fully plumbed, heated, cooled, kitchen, all the necessities of modern life are in there. Internet, whatever, but it looks like a shack out that you would normally see in the backyard of a great big house. And I got to tell you, dude, as much as everybody was all huggy and kumbaya and everything in this thing, it's pretty effective. Like, it really made you think about all the shit I have. The
materialism and
that I don't need. I look at this table right now. I could name. Yeah, okay, you know those posable wooden figures? You know what I'm talking about?
Here. Yeah, that you use for drawing? Yes.
Yeah, so here's one. That's just a little guy. Right? I have three of these. Why do I have three? I only need one, and it's questionable whether I need the one. I mean, I think I can justify it because of the art, but look, there's three. There's no reason to have three.
All I need is this paddle ball and this magazine and this lamp. I don't need anything. I don't need anybody except for this magazine and this paddle ball and this lamp.
I think you should watch
it. I'm trying to think of the actual line. But
it's close.
You're, the jerk, ladies and gentlemen.
You're almost there with the jerk. Just about had it. Listen, I'm just saying people should watch this and tell me what you think. It left an impression on me. There are things about it I don't like. Like every time when they would meet people in public about their book, they would go... The guy would come up to shake his hand. Oh, I really enjoyed your book. And he would put his hand out and shake it. He goes, no handshakes. All right, we're huggers. I'm a hugger. Get in here. I'm a hugger. That kind of stuff annoyed the hell out of me. But for the most part, it was like this really smart, educated look at why people overconsume. And I really liked it. And now it's got me thinking about all the crap I can get rid of.
You know what you could get rid of to start with?
Mm.
That Lantronics print server there.
You think this right here could go?
I think that could go.
I'll tell you what. Today, if somebody... Well, no, I'll say...
We got a much better prize to give away today.
Yeah, we got an amazing prize. All right, so we'll get to all that. Real quick, let's run over the Golden Globes. I didn't watch any of the Globes. Sure. You watched that stuff.
I did. It was very entertaining. It was a lot of stabs at our president-elect.
Yeah.
As you kind of would expect. I mean, this is... You know, these are... A lot of the people that he that were against him very verbally and continue to be against him and showed how much they're against him. Mm-hmm. Meryl Streep gave a very moving performance. She won the DeMille. Was the DeMille Award?
Yeah.
I can never remember.
Cecil B. DeMille Award.
Cecil B. DeMille Award. I can never remember which one they give it, the Oscars, and which one they give it the...
Oh, you're the good point. Now I don't remember. It could have been one of the... Well, I guess this will tell us. Motion picture, drama, Hacksaw Ridge, Hell or High Water, Lion, Manchester by the Sea, and the one that won was Moonlight. Mm-hmm. Moonlight.
What it's like to be a gay black man in Compton, or I can't remember where it is. It takes place in...
I hear it's good.
Streets, yeah.
I've heard good things. Best picture, musical or comedy went to that La La Land there.
Right, that's about what it's like to be young, black, and gay, and... And living in Oakland.
La La Land, Emma
Stone.
Yeah, that's the one. They just sing more in it, is all. Actress in a drama went to Isabel Huppert for Ellie?
That is Huppert.
Oh,
which Huppert. Is funny because I've always pronounced it Huppert, Isabel Huppert. But I think it was Jeremy Renner was the guy giving it away.
And he got it right?
He got it right. Isabel Huppert.
Would you say he hit it right in the bullseye with his arrow? Would you say that?
I would say that, but I'm not 100% sure now that it's Jeremy Renner. Why was I thinking it was Jeremy Renner?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see it, so who knows?
Yeah. It was Leonardo DiCaprio. That's right. Yes.
How do you say this Ruth person's name? Ruth N E G.
Just like
really don't like saying it. Just don't like how that rolls off the tongue. You got your actor for drama went to the Casey Affleck for Manchester by the Sea. Keep wanting to see that too. Sounds real depressing, that one though.
Every joke that they made last night about Manchester by the Sea was about how depressing it was.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Best actor in a motion picture, musical or comedy went to Ryan Gosling for LA Land. Oh man, my watch just attached to my pants somehow. Okay, that was super annoying. I have this like stainless steel chain link wristy thing, and it stuck. It got hooked on a thread. Anyway, best actress.
Sure it did.
Musical or comedy actress went to Emma Stone. She loves the Spider-Man.
Right.
Best supporting actor went to Aaron Taylor Johnson for Nocturnal Animals. I heard that was cool.
Yeah, it was a big. It's a bummer because Jeff Bridges for Hella High Water. I would have loved to have. Loved to have seen him win. And Mahershala Ali was the predicted winner for that one for Moonlight.
For the Moonlight deal, yeah. So, the problem with Jeff Bridges, I mean, I would have totally given it to him too because I'm totally biased toward that performance. I thought it was awesome. Yeah. Yeah. But I kind of get that this is sort of... It's a little bit about six characters he does all mashed into one.
Kind of is, but... If you like those six characters,
oh, then it's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm with you.
It's his True Grit.
Yeah.
Rooster Cogburn meets the dude meets
all crazy the rest of them. Meets the guy who's trying to get Tony Stark to get his shit together, all that stuff.
That's right, man.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Go get those criminals, man.
Viola Davis won for Fences, best animated feature film. Okay, did they finally, do you know if Denzel Washington got some sleep? Did he get a nap later? Because I saw some photos of that guy. He looked like he was really pooped.
He looked really tired. There was a great, I also want to find this and rip it out as a GIF if somebody already hasn't, but it was the CEO or the head of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association doing the thing where they come out and talk about, you know, the awards and why they do it.
Yeah.
And this guy's talking, he's got a really thick French accent. And so he's kind of, you're trying to understand him. And then they cut to Denzel Washington, the audience. And he just has this, like, I need more coffee look on his face. And it's almost like just a frozen still of like, he's doing the mannequin challenge or something.
Yeah.
And they cut back to the,
I think he's been around this for so long. I think he's just kind of tired of it. I think he's sort of like,
he did look tired. Yeah.
Stuff is lame. Zootopia won for best animated feature. I probably would have given it to Kubo, but I'm biased there.
Yeah.
I liked all the movies this year that are animated. So there's nothing really to complain about. You got your best director for La La Land, and then you get into screenplay and all that shite. We don't have to get into that, but
lots of La La Land basically. If the name of your program was La La Land or The People versus O.J. Simpson, which I thought they were nominated last year.
I swear they've been nominated every 5 minutes on every award thing ever, and they keep winning them.
For a limited series, it sure got a lot of award mileage.
Yeah, a lot of traction for that show. I mean, I guess it was the Emmys, and then we heard from them again for the something else, some other awards.
Yeah,
they just keep winning them. But
Claire Foy got it for The Crown. She plays Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah. I need to. Oh, gosh, dang it. I need to watch that.
We just finished that whole series, or finished season one. I presume there'll be a season two.
Mm-hmm.
There's more story to tell, and finished that last night.
I wish her middle name was Foy, and her last name was like Vance. So she'd be Clairvoyance. Clairvoyance. Sure. See?
I thought you were just going for the Dukes of Hazzard.
No, hell no.
Claire Foyvins. Sure.
No, not quite. All right. The only one I wanted to point out other than this, and congrats to everybody, but Billy Bob Thornton on Goliath, the winner for best performance by an actor in a drama. Absolutely a deserved. That show blew me away. I loved everything about Goliath. It is an Amazon original, so if you haven't heard of it, that's maybe why. Go watch it. It's awesome. Not for the kids, sweary as hell, but Billy Bob is the man in that. He is super good.
Started watching that last night. That's my solo, you know, because you've got to pick the things that you're going to binge watch that you watch with your wife and the stuff you binge watch solo. And I'm binge watching Goliath solo. And Billy McBride, I think, is the character's name.
Billy McBride, Or Jimmy McBride? Yeah. Jimmy.
No, Billy. It's definitely a Billy.
You sure it's not Bill? Isn't Billy McBride the guy from Eastbound and Down? Oh, no, that's Danny McBride. Never mind.
McBride.
Yeah. I think you're right.
But Billy's the kind of guy who would hang out with Bosch. They have a lot of things in common. If either of those two characters liked hanging around with other people.
Right. They just want to be at bars by themselves.
Exactly.
It's really good, though. People should watch Goliath.
Just leave the bottle, miss.
You know what'll impress you is freaking William Hurt neck just gave me. You're gonna love how his art goes. Oh my god!
Really?
Yeah.
Already, I'm just like,
it's insane.
Freaked out by him with his damn clicker.
Yeah, it's insane. And also, if the girl, the young upstart lawyer, the kind of cute brunette with the glasses.
The mouse, yeah.
She has a really interesting arc as well. She's very important to that whole story. However, it'll drive you crazy because you're like, I've seen her. Where have I seen her? I know her. Where have I seen her?
Yeah.
She's the girl partner, psychic partner in Dread, which I watched not long ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, except she's blonde in that. So quit worrying. If you look at her and go, you look familiar, that's where you've seen her as Dread.
Wow. Okay, cool.
Quick note.
Yeah, she did look familiar.
Quick note. Big thanks to Blake. I just want to give him a shout out. He sent me a workout schedule for some of my 2017 workout goals, and that was awesome. Cool. He says, I'm not able to give in too many ways, but I'd love to give in this way. And I said, all right, dude, do it. And he sent him, and there's like weights and shoulders and legs and knees and toes and lions and tigers. Oh, my. All right.
You know what? I better hit him up, too.
I think he emailed like both of us. Didn't you get it? You should have been copied on
that. He emailed me, and I haven't responded to him yet. And here's the thing. So Crazy Neighbor Wife is a personal trainer.
Oh, Lord.
And if I were to seek personal training services and fitness recommendations elsewhere, and she listens to the show,
I might
get in big trouble.
Is she hearing us right now?
She might be hearing this right now.
Or is she listening to some yacht rock?
Actually, she might be listening to
what was that song? I love that song.
Gone, 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 she be gone so long. She be gone so long.
That's such a great song. I'm with her, man. I'm with her.
Yeah.
All right, couple other pieces of business.
Yeah.
You can now sub at the twitch.tv/frogpants. And the reason I bring this up is kind of out of nowhere and unbeknownst to me, the channel was partnered, and that means that there will, if not already, although they said it might take a business day, and this was Friday, so it may be end of day today. I don't know. I haven't checked this morning. But there's two things you can do. You get like that Amazon Prime sub thing you can just give to any Twitch streamer you want. Consider doing that here. That'd be really cool of you if you did. But also it means better quality control in terms of like bandwidth speed and stuff, so you can control low, medium, high, that kind of thing for how well the stream's coming through. So a lot of advantages for this, and I'm super stoked about it. And there's a ton of new content coming to the channel. So I just wanted to point people squinties there. Go over there and follow it. Some of you right now are watching it live. We've seen some audiences for some shows double since we moved to full-time Twitch. I don't know why.
That's amazing.
Don't know what's going on, but I'll take it. So there's that. Check it out. twitch.tv/frogpants. Tina had surgery number two. How did it go?
He did. Went in on Friday. The surgery took about, they told me it was going to take about an hour and 10. I went over to Red Robin to grab lunch, came back, and apparently it only took 45 to 50 minutes. So
were you late?
She was still recovering.
Oh, okay.
I kind of was. Yeah. Well, the surgeon came out to look for me in the waiting room. The surgeon who told me an hour and 10, and I said, all right, I'm going to go get some lunch. Do you want my cell phone to call me in case something, you know, you need to get a hold of me? Oh, no, just be back in an hour.
Okay.
Great. I was back in 55 minutes, and apparently she had just come out to the waiting room to look for me and then went back in.
Where's Brian? So. He's getting a giant oversized burger at Red Robin.
That's right. He's eating a the bonsai. Bonsai.
No kidding.
But surgery went really well. They got the rest of the cancer out, the affected tissue out, and
I assume because it was more brief, like it took them less time, that meant there was less to worry about or find or whatever.
Far less. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They already knew where it was. So here was the problem. And when we talked about this before, we were kind of under the assumption that the surgeon made a mistake during the first surgery, and that's why they didn't get margins all around the tissue. They tried and get like, all right, if the lump is, you know, this big, they want all the way around it about an eighth of an inch or quarter inch of good tissue to make sure that they don't miss something. Mm. It's like if the good part of the orange are the affected cancer cells, they want that peel thickness all the way around it so that they make sure that they get all the bad tissue.
Did they think they didn't because of a scan or something? Is that why
they thought they didn't? Well, no, they knew they didn't. But during the surgery, they actually have a pathologist in there. Mm. They give the lump to the pathologist. The pathologist checks it over, make sure they have margins all the way around. And the pathologist made a mistake during the first surgery and said, yep, you've got clear margins all the way around. They closed Tina up and sent her on her way, and then found out later that no, they didn't get clear margins all the way around this thing. and that's why they had to bring her in for the second surgery. So it happens more often than people would expect, but
there's people, right? They make mistakes, I guess.
Exactly. So yeah. I mean, you know, it's a bummer.
Yeah, it's not like gross negligence, but it's human error and
Exactly. Well, the bummer is that it pushed us into a new year with a new deductible that we had to pay.
Ugh. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So we basically had to start over with the $3,500 that's our deductible or whatever it is.
Hey, don't worry. Paul Ryan and all his dingleberries have some brand new plan for you.
They're going to fix it.
Oh, they'll fix the whole thing like overnight. They're not going to tell you how. They're not going to warn you how. It's just going to happen.
That's right. Exactly. So anyway, so surgery went well. She's upstairs recovering and
good.
Things are good.
The word on Facebook is that you have been a fine caretaker. So well done, Brian.
Well, I try. Yeah. I needed a break though. Yeah. So Saturday night, we have season tickets every year for the Colorado Mammoth, the local professional National Lacrosse League team. And normally Tina goes, but of course, you know, she's recovering and she said, no, you should go. And we arranged it so that my aunt and uncle came up. My aunt stayed with her, hung out with her for the night. And then my uncle went with us to the game. And we've got second row seats, right, you know, almost up against the glass. There's one of our seats is up against the glass. That's a whole different story. But where George and I were sitting, it was second row. And in the row right in front of us were a couple of fans just sitting there. None we'd seen before. It looked like they were brand new. However, they were wearing lacrosse jerseys, Mammoth jerseys. And we're watching the game. And as the action is playing out in front of us, we notice that one of the forwards on the other team is a guy whose last name is Small. So on the back of his jacket, it says Small. Mm-hmm. Now, we've got some hecklers in our area that do this thing where one of them will say the name of the player, the opposing team player, and then another group will reply back with, "You suck." So he'll go, "Small." And then another group of people go, "You suck."
Right.
And I guess that's, you know.
Right. Yeah.
They feel like that's probably better sportsmanship than going, "Hey, Small, you suck." Right. Sure.
Somehow, yeah, doing it in unison seems somehow better, I guess. I don't know.
I guess so, yes. Yeah. So anyway, they have this whole thing and they do it with a bunch of different teams. "Durston, you suck." Anytime they're down at our end.
Right.
And it always gets a little bit of a chuckle from people around. I mean, they do it, and then the first time they do it, everybody kind of chuckles. And you know, it's heckling. It's part of sports. We don't participate in it, but whatever. We're, you know.
Sure, but there it is. It exists.
There it is.
Yeah.
So the guy in front of me seems to kind of want to muster up some courage and do some heckling of his own. So the next time the other team is down at our end trying to attack our goal, he yells, "You're killing us, Smalls! You're killing us!" Which I know is a Sandlot reference. I do get the reference.
Sure.
But I think, dude, I think you're heckling wrong. Because that's kind of, you're kind of rewarding the other team, right? You're kind of saying,
it's kind of a term of endearment.
Great job, Smalls!
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's like a term of endearment. He's got it wrong.
Now, the first time he does it, he gets the same little chuckling from kind of the little group around us, the group in our area.
Yeah.
And that sets him off, man. That is all the encouragement he needed.
Oh boy.
To continue to do that every single time the other team came back to our side of the arena for the entire first quarter.
Sounds like movie theater for you, except sports arena, really.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not a place where you're expected to be quiet like a movie theater. It's far more acceptable. However, number one, heckle better, dude.
Yeah, you know, learn how.
Pick one that discourages the other team and not encourages them, rewards them for killing us, which they did. They beat us 15-9. Number two, maybe mix it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe don't rely on that same, you know.
Get new material. New material,
exactly,
buddy.
Exactly.
Wow. So 15-9, is that a normal score? Like, what's it like? I don't know if it's like hockey or what, but what's an average score?
That is an average number of goals you'll see in a game, like about, you know, somewhere between 20 and 30 goals in a game.
Yeah.
But But the Mammoth usually are on the top side of that. We have a really, really good team. We traded one of our good players, a guy named Adam Jones, over to another team because he didn't want to live in Colorado anymore. And we got a new guy named Greer who just didn't perform last night. He was supposed to be, you know, comparable stats, comparable wins, shot percentage, etc. But boy, it's going to take a little while for him to figure stuff out.
I wish we had.
But we got another game next weekend. So
I wish we had a more active lacrosse scene around here. There's a lot of kids who play it. There's a lot of high school lacrosse, but there's no as far as I know, there's no junior league or major league sort of level lacrosse stuff I could follow locally. I kind of wish that was true.
Right. Wake up, E-Blaze. Yeah, no, it's a lot like hockey.
Oh, you're reading the chat. Sorry.
Yeah, E-Blaze is sleeping.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot like hockey, I think, and especially when you go professional lacrosse. It is fast action constantly, and, you know, it's just not on ice. There's still a lot of fights. There's still a lot of that stuff going on, but it's not on ice. And the tickets are far cheaper than hockey.
Oh, I imagine so. NHL hockey tickets should be more than lacrosse tickets, I would think, unless lacrosse suddenly gets super popular and then you're screwed.
Right.
But anyway. I'm good. I'm glad you got away. Got a little bit of
It was more the story about you're killing me, Smalls, than, you know, turning into what do you think that lacrosse team is going to be doing this year? How do you think things are going to go?
Were you the only one there? Or did you take someone? I don't mean in the building. I mean, were you alone? Did you go on your own?
My Uncle George came with me, and we always go with Crazy Neighbor Dave and his wife. She bowed out, and we brought Crazy Neighbor Dan, Crazy Neighbor's friend Dan, who is equally crazy.
Is he the one from BlizzCon or a different guy?
No, very different guy.
Okay.
Not Andy. Yeah, no, it was four dudes, a night on the town, going to see the Mammoth game, and
that sounds like a good time, dude.
It was a good time. It was great. We're going again this weekend.
Nice.
Good. See how it goes.
Go Mammoth.
And Tina will be back for that one, I'm sure.
Will they have are they ahead in some sort of ranking? Are they going to take it this year?
They are 1-1. You really want to bring this back to a lacrosse standings. Here are the standings on the Western League.
Yeah, tell us how they're doing. I really want to. I'm going to start following these guys or whatever.
There you go. You can live vicariously through our professional lacrosse team like you do with our professional football team.
That's right. Hey, chat room, it's your time to win something. 801. It's Monday. 801-895-4724. 801-895-4724. Today, to get this, you have to be in the U.S. Now, you can call if you're international. I'll give you some digital thing or I'll send you something else in the mail. But we're sending an Echo. And the reason I have to do it in the U.S. is the person who's donating this, whose name is my freaking mouse. There we go. Is Kyle Everett. He's going to be the man. He's your guy. He's giving you a brand new Amazon Echo for free.
Wow.
And he's going to cover the shipping and everything. You just can't live internationally. So I'm going to take our first caller and see if you're the big winner here today. Hi, who's this? Hello? Oh, they hung up. Lame.
Oh, wow.
Lame. Well, we have Daryl on.
International, and they just cut up.
Yeah, but we have Daryl on the phone. Hi, Daryl. How you doing?
Hello.
Hi. Good. How's life with you? What's up with you, sir? How are you? Oh, you know what this is going to do? This is going to make me pick them up and then call you back. Gosh dang it, that's lame. All right, hang on a second. Okay, hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello?
Hey, this is Scott from Houston.
Well, hello, Scott from Houston. How are you?
Houston is in the United States.
Yeah, you are definitely in the United States. That means you could totally win this Amazon Echo today if you get this answer correct. By the way, the calls are flooding now that they've heard what this is. So. Sure.
By the way, it looks like Luke the barbecue guy was the first one that got disconnected. So
disconnected. Sorry, Luke. It's all right, man. We'll have more cool chances like this in the future. But instead, we have Dan, we have Daryl, and we have this. Where is it? Hold on. I can't find it. There it is. It's time to stump Daryl, and it's not brought to you by anybody. It's just
not brought to you by anything. No. But
I don't know. We have anything
Houston
to
Texans and their playoff run.
That's right. So what's going on in Houston? How are things there, Dan?
Actually, it's Scott.
Oh, Scott. I thought you said Dan. Why did I have Dan in my head? Hold on.
That's
okay. I'm
going to write it down. Actually, it's been cold. It's totally warming up around here.
Oh, well, good, because it's freezing here and lame. So, happy to hear.
It's winter in Houston, which means it's only 94 degrees.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Now, we actually got in the 20s this last weekend. I didn't think our thermometers were down that low.
Well, that's not too bad.
Wow.
I've heard worse. Hey, well, it's good to have you on. You have a chance today to win this Echo. And again, Kyle, huge thanks to Kyle Everett at home who is offering this up. If you win this today, you are one lucky fellow. I don't know what those cost now. They're like $100, right? Whatever they are.
Yeah, I think so.
It's not like a dot or a remote one. It's like the full-blown, like, cylinder-looking unit.
You can
unit.
Use it as a decent speaker in your kitchen.
That's right.
And tell her.
We're not going to say her name. That's right. We're not going to say it. We're going to be nice today and not screw everybody up because we have a story later in the news where someone actually did that.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. You'll And it was in a bad way. We'll tell you about that in a minute. Daryl, hi. What are you doing? Daryl? Did we lose Daryl?
Daryl?
Gosh, dang it. Okay, hold on. Let's add him to the call. Hi, Daryl.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, you're back. Okay. We lost you for some reason.
I was on hold in one call, and then I saw another call start, but then I wasn't part of that one.
Oh, well, that's really weird that you... Yeah, whatever. It's Skype. Welcome to the 20th century, 21st century. Hey, Daryl, did you get your Swedish fish Oreos as well?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We're going to eat these today, people. I'm pretty excited about it.
You haven't started consuming those, right, Daryl?
Oh, no, not this time.
You followed the rules about TMS food. Well, good to hear you.
Good boy. Good boy. There'll be a little something extra for you in your cookie or whatever.
A little something extra in your paycheck this month.
That's right. So why don't we, we'll get to that in a second. We'll do all that in a second. But I'm excited today's question. Brian's going to explain it. He knows the rules. What's going on?
That's right. So Scott, not Dan from Houston, we're going to be asking Daryl a trivia question here in just a moment. He's going to give his answer, which is going to be in the form of a number. He'll probably get it wrong. Oh, who knows how close he'll be, though, right? Then we're going to turn to you, Scott, and we're going to ask you if the actual answer is higher or lower than Daryl's guess. As we mentioned, if you are correct today, you win a brand new Amazon Echo courtesy of Kyle Everett, super listener from wherever Kyle Everett is.
Houston. Oh, no. That's Kyle Everett from... Sorry.
Yeah, Kyle Everett. Yeah, we don't know where. That'd be great. He could just drive it on over to your house.
Yeah, meet up with you. anyway, an Echo, dude. It's exciting. Daryl, no pressure, dude. It's just a big deal for Scott here to get this. Okay? So no pressure on you at all. Just feel relaxed. Just breathe easy because it's no big deal. Here's your question. Brian, what's the topic?
The topic is... Independence Day.
Uh-oh, Independence Day. One of the worst two movies ever made. I know some people like the 94 when you're all crazy. All right, or 96. Here's the question. And thanks to Husky Caucasian for today's question. That's who submitted this. In the movie Independence Day, this is the first one, several city destroyers are sent to Earth and systematically destroy major cities around the world. Thanks to the work of Stephen Hiller and David Levinson, the shields surrounding the city destroyers are disabled and they are destroyed. How many miles wide is each city destroyer? And I will tell you, Daryl, to help you with a general range, it is more than one, less than 100.
How many miles wide is one of these destroyer things?
Yeah. I didn't know they were called destroyers.
I didn't either.
I guess the aliens probably don't call them that, but the Earthlings did.
Right.
Yeah. Is anyone still not see Brian? Do you see the new one?
I have not seen the new one. Have you?
No, hell no. Okay. I wasn't going to waste it's theater money. Yeah, have you seen it, Scott? What'd you think?
I saw it. They tried to do a 90s movie in today's technology and it just didn't work.
Didn't work out. All right. That's good to know. I don't feel too bad about not seeing it. I think I'm going to be fine with not seeing it.
Yeah.
At least for now. Even if it shows up and we do, we should film sack that. That should be a
total film sackable
automatic film sack. So we'll just wait for that. Oh, speaking of which, we put up a really funny one this weekend, I thought.
Yes.
It was one of my favorites. So check out Death Race 2, filmsack.com. All right, Daryl, let's deliberate. Let's come to a amenable conclusion. Is that a word? I don't know.
Sure. Amiable.
I said amenable. I think that's wrong.
Amenable. Amenable?
Amenable? Ameniable.
Unless you're from the planet Amenia R7.
Is that an actual Star Trek planet?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
That's the one where they walk into the disintegration booths.
Oh, cool. Oh, by the way, happy birthday to the actor that played Nog over the weekend. He had a birthday.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, the annoying Nog. He had a birthday. Happy birthday, annoying Nog.
I don't like his drink. It's annoying, too.
Enjoy your bee stories.
That's right. Enjoy your Jake and Nog are up to some mischief stories.
That's right.
Oh, those are horrible. And they're everywhere. I didn't realize how everywhere they were.
You know, you could argue that by the end, Nog has a decent ending to his story arc. Like, there's a real maturation process over the seasons, but it takes forever to get there. And it's not maybe worth the journey. But the final days of Nog are all right. I don't mean he dies. I mean, you know, the final moments we have with him. Anyway, happy birthday to that weird looking kid. He's now an adult. And also weird looking. All right, Daryl, go ahead.
Okay. Maximum is... I saw this movie a billion years ago.
Yeah.
And unlike some people, I liked it.
Weirdo. Psycho. Insane person. Whatever, yeah. It's fine. I watched it at midnight. I shouldn't have done that. I waited in line, and it really didn't live up to the reason you wait in line for midnight showing.
You know, it's cheesy, but it's... Yeah. It's a popcorn movie.
Exactly.
Just don't go in expecting a lot. You'll be just fine.
I went in expecting more. And
you weren't expecting Randy Quaid to drive up the
butthole of a ship?
Yeah.
A city destroyer? Yeah. No, I did not, Brian. I did not expect to see
that. All right. Fair enough.
Now that you've said that. Absolutely did not expect that. Anyway. So what do you say there, Big D?
Well, I'm going to say... Something makes me want to say 16, but no, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say, maybe I will.
Something makes you want to say 16? What is making you want to say 16? Just curious.
My brain.
Okay. Definitely a thing, for sure.
16. Oh, I don't know. I'm going to say, halfway between 16 and 20 is, that would be 18.
Yeah, it would 18, be.
Yep.
So I'll say that many miles.
Okay, 18 miles. That sounds like a number that we can get our heads around. Brian, is that correct?
18 is incorrect. Scott, is the actual answer higher or lower than 18 miles?
Oh, man, because I was going to say 15 to 20, and that's right there in the middle. Wow. Okay, I'll say it's not quite. I'll go less.
You're going to go less than 18.
Lower.
All right.
Less than 18.
Scary moment, everybody. Let's find out if he was right. Is it less than 18?
Congratulations.
It totally is.
You're a winner.
You're getting a brand new Echo courtesy of Kyle Everett being sent to you directly to Houston there, Scott. This is Scott in Houston. We have
We
do not have a problem, Houston. That's what you should say.
That's right.
Not today.
Yeah, so here's what you need to do. Send me an email because I'm going to arrange all this. And the email address to use is scott@frogpants.com. And we'll arrange address and all that other stuff and get this out to you ASAP. Huge congratulations, dude. That was extremely well done. Oh, by the way, the answer was 15. I should have said it's 15. So, Daryl, you were...
15. Ooh, I was so close.
You were one away.
So, he would have won no matter what I said.
Yeah, well, unless he'd have said more.
Yeah, I was going to say 16 or 18.
If you'd have said 20... Oh, I see. Yeah, you're right. No matter what he... If he would have said lower, yeah. That's right. How it works. If he says lower, he would have won. Anyway, these ships are all 15 miles wide, and a virus with a cancel button took them all down. It's the stupidest thing ever. All right, Daryl is the... I'm not doing that yet. We have stuff to eat. I'm going to say goodbye to our...
There's way more to do.
Yeah, goodbye, Scott. Have fun. Stay out of trouble. Send me an email. All right, Daryl, let's do this. We're going to open this. I just realized I don't have my... Because we haven't done this in so long, I forgot to move over to the new soundboard, eating things.
What's the foodie?
Yeah, so you know, I'll just play it.
The Morning Stream.
No, that's Scott Fletcher. I don't know if you're familiar with his work, but that's him.
While you're finding it, I'll tell people that this is provided by Weird Tigger, as always, Mary Heidenberg. Thank you so much, Mary, for the Swedish Fish Oreos.
Yep, Swedish Fish Oreos.
Open that bag and it smells like a bottle of cough syrup.
Oh my gosh, I'm terrified. All right, here's the clip.
Why are they Swedish and not
such a foodie?
Well, because the kind of fish, the candy's always been a Swedish fish, right?
Were you hoping for regular fish, Daryl?
Well, why aren't they called German fish or something?
Well, because I think the Germans didn't make them originally. I think the Swiss or the Swedish did, or the Swedes.
Rather. Why aren't they called Portuguese fries instead of French fries?
Two fishermen caught a humongous fish.
All right, great. this is Daryl gave me this years ago. Remember this?
Back in my day, I didn't use condoms. We used an old fish.
Still.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Still doesn't make sense why I said it, though.
And it wasn't the kind of fish you could eat.
Oh, my gosh. It does smell like custard.
Yeah, ooh. It totally does.
And it's powerful. It's
I don't know, dude.
Strong smell.
I don't know.
Actually, I think we're going to like this more than Swedish fish. This should be pretty good, like the combination of chocolate and strawberry.
You think so, huh?
I think
chocolate
so.
And cough syrup.
I'm a little nervous. All right, I'm going to open it and shut it just so we can look at the inside.
All right,
so everyone can see that's the color. We're looking at a nice Swedish fish red there.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it's powerful.
Swedish fuchsia.
That's the color I painted some stripes on the Enterprise with the paint.
First time I pulled a crown off was with an actual Swedish fish, so I have kind of a love-hate relationship with Swedish fish.
Well.
All right, here goes. Let's go. Let's do it. Yeah, take a deep breath.
Yeah. I got to get some air first.
It tastes just like what I thought it would taste like.
Uh-huh.
They're becoming the Jelly Bellies of cookies. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where they can just duplicate flavors, like, magically.
Are they going to do the Harry Potter ones?
Oh, like the barf flavored?
Oh, mm-hmm. God.
Can you imagine an assortment Oreo package full of all kinds of great flavors except one might be a barf one? I don't think I'd buy them.
No.
And I wouldn't try them on this show, so don't get any ideas, Mary, or anyone
Russian
else.
Russian Oreolette.
Yeah, not doing that. All right, well, that was fine.
Sealing that puppy up with a rubber band.
Going to keep those around for a rainy day?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
They're a little sweet, so.
Yeah, you need one a week.
Definitely have that with some unsweetened coffee or something.
Indeed. All right.
So it's not a jelly stuff inside.
No.
It's still the same kind of pastry
stuff.
Oh,
God, no.
It's not like the actual.
That would be horrible.
Yeah. The actual Swedish fish material would be very bad.
Yes, because the cookie would crumble into that, and it would be chewy, and it would pull out another filling. It'd be horrendous.
I don't want to pop a crown, baby.
Yeah.
All right, Daryl, you're the Trek nerd. People can find you there on Twitter and at This Week in Trek, thisweekintrek.com, and the Grumpy Cast. And now he has some probably glorious game to play with us. I'm guessing
glorious.
He's had a whole week to plan it, so I'm sure it's just like intense. Oh, who are you talking to?
Oh, nobody.
It's Janice from accounting. There's somebody waiting to talk to you, Daryl, aren't they? Are they waiting?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's what we're going to do. When you are done talking to Lady,
I'll do that later.
All right, you can call us back if it's better. I just don't want to get you in trouble.
No.
All right. Tell Janice you'll have those Wilson papers to her later today. All right, give us the thing. What are you doing there? What do you got?
I'm going to read a YouTube thing. And
oh my gosh, this is great. All right, that's fine. Go for it.
Goat blank. YouTube.
All right, goat blank. Goat yell. Goat scream.
Oh, that's a good one. Goat burger.
By the way, not only am I laughing at that, have you noticed anyone listening or Brian or anyone out there with an earshot? I have developed a whistle when I laugh now.
Yes, you do.
And it's new.
An old man.
Yeah, like, let me go. Wait, I can't force it. It's only when I laugh. But listen for it. It's a new development. Like in the last, I don't know, a couple of months maybe, I have developed a laugh whistle, and I'm not happy about it.
Fantastic.
That's an old guy thing. I don't want that. Freaking sucks.
The best.
All right, so I say a scream, and you say what, Brian?
I said goat burgers.
Oh, burgers, right. All right, so Daryl, how'd we do?
And the real number one query answer thingy is Goat Simulator.
What? Oh, the game. Some people are playing the game. I should have freaking known that. That is a bye. All right. You know, maybe that's my favorite thing is him getting cornered by Janice and standing there.
I think so, yeah.
Just standing there.
I'm on the phone.
I did it again. I can hear it again.
I'm going to do a YouTube thing.
Oh, my gosh, that's funny. All right, quick news. The news is brought to you by...
Bahoochie! Bahoochie is a brand new... That didn't work. It was supposed to be echoey.
Oh, what's wrong with your thing? Come on now.
Bahoochie!
Bahoochie!
Oh, there we go. Yeah. It's a brand new card game from the Highlands of Scotland. It's a fun Wii game where players battle unique cartoon creatures and try to win them all. But beware the Bahoochie! Calling on the Bahoochie cards can change everything. Sometimes they'll help, sometimes they'll not. It's the chance you take. Bahoochie has launched on Kickstarter. The game is tested and ready to go. It just needs a wee hand with funding. Head your peepers over to bit.ly/Bahoochie to reserve your copy of this awesomely brilliant card game and make this dream a reality.
Why is After it? All, okay, sorry, keep going.
After all, what are you going to do while you wait for Scott Johnson to finish his card game? That's bit.ly/Bahoochie.
You went all Irish on it, which was the best part.
I know, yeah.
Oh, you're still echoing. You're still echoing.
I turned it up.
It's all right. This is your fast. This is your breaking fast news. Illinois man gets 22 years in prison for stealing a TV remote. That seems a little harsh to me.
Yeah.
35-year-old.
But if it's the only way you can control some of those, we've got a TV that if you lose that remote, you are not going to be able to do anything with that TV.
Good point. But 30 years. Whoo.
22 years. Come on.
Seems like a lot. Basically, he's 30 been.
30 is if it's the TiVo.
Yeah. And he's had. And boop. He's been in trouble for a lot of other things. So it made him eligible for this 30-year sentence because it wasn't just the one thing. So it's not exactly the same as me going and stealing a remote today. That would not land me in 30 years of jail. A giant alien claw was found with warped skull in mystery tunnels deep below the Peruvian desert.
Nice.
Yeah, finally, a group of self-proclaimed paranormal researchers say they have found a giant three-fingered hand, which they believe to be have belonged to ancient aliens or ancient humanoids. Maybe it just belongs to internet pranksters. I don't know. There is no verified anything from a scientist or anything. These have not been looked at by anybody else, so I would take all of this with a grain of salt, everybody. I know some of you are already pretty excited about it because you'll believe whatever. They claim to have found an elongated human skull close to where they allegedly found the hand, a spot they have refused to reveal, apart from saying it was in the caves and tunnels in a desert. Yeah, they're being a little cagey.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, because you know what would happen. If they said where this was, you would get so many. It would be like you see in the movies where as soon as they announce a little alien thing, all of a sudden every Winnebago within 500 miles is drawn there with people dancing on it and big blankets spray painted, welcome aliens and stuff like that. We'd see that there.
Yeah, you absolutely would be. And maybe there is some of that going on, but those people are crazy. So don't think it's an alien just yet. I think we need some time. The annual No Pants subway ride hits cities around the world. That's the thing we reported last year.
That's right.
Brian and I are celebrating by, not wearing pants now.
We don't have subways in either of our cities, so we can't participate. We tried. We really wanted to, but we can't.
Pantsless podcasting is what we've resorted to.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah. Look at you. I can feel it. let's see. Final story. TV anchor says live on air, and I changed the word so I don't screw people up.
Yes.
Echo, order me an out. Sorry, an outhouse. Echo.
It's even better.
Order me a dollhouse.
Would be even better.
It was a dollhouse, not an outhouse. But you can guess what happened.
Hen house, chicken house, outhouse, or dollhouse within 15 miles.
Any house. San Diego TV station sparked complaints this week after an on-air report about a girl who ordered a dollhouse for her parents' Amazon Echo caused echoes in viewers' homes to also attempt to order dollhouses. Telly station CW6, boy, you know this is happening in the UK when they say telly station, said the blunder happened during a Thursday morning news package about a Texan 6-year-old who racked up big charges while talking to an Echo. According to her parents' Amazon account, their daughter said, "Can you play dollhouse with me and get me a dollhouse?" Next thing they knew, they had a $160 Kid Craft Sparkle Mansion dollhouse with 4 pounds of sugar cookies arriving at the doorstep. Anyway, The news.
It'd be great if Eliza Duckshoe just arrived in your.
Eliza Duckshoe.
Duckshoe. Duckshoe. Dushku. 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 Dushku.
I think it's Dushku, isn't it?
That sounds even worse now that I say it, but you're totally right. It's not Duckshoe.
Yeah, it's not Elijah Duckshoe.
Dushku. Eliza Dushku.
Dushkanoe. Got it.
Dushkanoe.
So he said, he says, I just love this little girl saying, I'm not going to say her name. Echo ordered me a dollhouse, and that apparently set off Alexa's. Oh, shoot. Sorry, cancel. Alexa, cancel. There. See, I fixed it. It set off echoes all over the place. And yeah, it's all screwed up now.
That's funny. Yeah. But see, it shouldn't. Something like that, it's not going to automatically make the purchase if you say it, right?
I don't think
so. Unless you bought one before.
All that would happen is your Echo would go, I'm sorry, I don't, what the what? Which one are you like? Like, it would ask you other questions. Exactly.
Because, like, when Nick did that, it's because you'd already bought toilet paper. And so it was just replaying the toilet. Like, it was rebuying the same toilet paper you purchased before.
Correct. And it's much easier because it says, he said, I can't remember the exact words, but it was like, order more of the toilet paper I just bought or something. Mm-hmm. And it just reordered that same order. But unless you're in the habit of buying a bunch of dollhouses, your Echo's not going to know what you're talking about.
And if that's the case, then what's one more?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You've got another problem. Whole other problem if that's happening.
And yeah, you can change the name that your Echo, your wake word, basically. And I'm planning on changing mine to Gladys as soon as I can talk to Tina about that, because she's used to the current name, and we got to change that.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Wait, how come? Can I be anything? Can it be any name or word?
I think it can. I think it can. I don't know.
I didn't know that.
Apparently it can only be, Retlaw says it can only be the current name or Amazon or Echo. Really? That's it?
Oh, okay. I can't make up a word. I can't go, hey, shit stain. Order me some more toilet paper. So I can't name it whatever I want. That sucks.
No, I guess it's not as flexible as Siri. That's a bummer.
I could kind of see him wanting to steer clear of, like, I don't know.
Yeah, something a little not so fun.
Hey, horse nipple. Blue. But why couldn't I call it horse nipple? It's my Echo.
You can do it. Like you said, you can change that to Siri. You can change Siri to anything you want.
You ever seen a horse nipple? What do those look like? Do you know what those look like?
I've seen them, but I can't visualize. I can't say that I've actively looked for one, but
I can't recollect what a horse nipple looks like. Are they long and like a big wiener looking thing? Or are they like an udder type nipple?
No,
or are they,
only Charlotte, Samantha, and Kim Cattrall were the ones who went topless on Sex and the City.
That's true. What's her name never did, right?
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. That was a long way to go for that joke.
It was. You could see it coming down Fifth Avenue.
Yeah.
We're going to... that's where she was always coming down. All right. Hey, real quick, before we get to our song, it's time for us to talk about Casper at Casper.com. Casper mattresses provide cradled support with memory foam while offering the bouncy surface of sitting or other bedroom activities. Oh, man. I know where your minds went. Casper mattresses uphold the highest environmental production standards. And I love them. Did I ever tell you that I got one? I think I have told you this. I got a Casper mattress. And I love it. I tried it out first. And I love that. And they're obsessively engineered. And I really like that. And they're at a fair price. They're made of supportive memory foam and a sleep surface that's just got the right sink, just the right bounce. Plus, it's breathable. It means that I help myself sleep at night. It keeps cool. Oh, you know what all this is doing is making me want to go lay in my bed. Anyway, I got a Casper mattress. I tried it out. I love it. It's soft. It's comfortable. And you can buy it easy online, completely risk-free. Try sleeping on a Casper mattress. Casper understands the importance of truly trying out a mattress. That is, I don't know, in all reality, you spend a third of your life on, roughly, right? They offer a free delivery service and painless return within a 100-day period. That's 100 days you get to try the thing out. So don't go to some showroom and lay on some nasty bed that's been laid on by 400 people. Get a Casper mattress for 100 days with free shipping and returns in the U.S. and Canada if you don't like it in those 100 days. And save an additional $50 toward a mattress purchase by going to casper.com/morningstream and enter the promo code morningstream. That's casper.com/morningstream and the promo code morningstream. When we come back, it's going to be time for Steven Schleicher. He's going to be here. And I always look forward to major spoilers. I know many of our listeners do. I certainly do. So even if they didn't, I wouldn't care because I'd still like to hear from him. So that's all coming up. But before all that, Brian brought some independent music to play in the middle. What do you got?
I did. We're going to be playing the band Frontier Ruckus. You can find them at frontierruckus.com. Their brand new album, Enter the Kingdom, is going to come out next month, middle of next month, February 17th. And this is their brand new single. You're going to love this. It's got that, I don't know, that folk rock alternative kind of style to it. I love it. I totally dig it. This is their brand new single, $27. Here is Frontier Ruckus.
All right. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, everybody.
Jennifer, whenever you decide I'll be around. Temperature in Detroit this summer is certified to bring the whole thing to the ground. But everything will be better someday when the TV letters of the station that I used to watch rearrange and spell my heaven. Maybe channels 4 and 7 broadcast the entire life I botched. Everything will awaken, and if I am not mistaken, you still owe me $27. Pretty good cash and checks from the man. Now you're lost in your mother's sweater that you ask me to recognize, and you know that I can. But everything will be butter when we fracture in each other, mix around 100 broken parts. All the bastard boys are leaving. Be beside the arcade throwing darts. Everything will awaken, and if I am not mistaken, you still owe me $27.
Grateful nation honors a brave sailor for heroism during the bombing of the ill-fated USS Panay. Lieutenant Anders struggled valiantly to aid startled survivors. To him, the Navy's coveted emblem of honor and the firm salute of a thankful nation.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Morning Stream. We're all doomed!
Supposed to fade down when it does that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, it's playing again. Mm-hmm. That's quiet now. Now it's all working. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Doesn't make any sense to me, dude. Let's try that again.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. All right. Steven Schleicher time. Let's do it. That song was very, you know what that song was? That was, what's the name of the band?
You're not thinking R.E.M.
Nope. And they're newer and they're still working and they do really poppy, catchy songs.
Okay, go.
They did the intro song for Shaun the Sheep, animated film last year. They did, Fireworks Boobs did a real good cover of a song we played.
Oh, Katy Perry. Yeah. Oh, Fountains of Wayne.
Fountains of Wayne. That's very Fountains
kind
of Wayne.
Kind of a Fountains of Wayne-y kind of sound to him. Yes. Yeah,
which I like. I like Fountains of Wayne.
Yes.
Except
they also do the theme to the Goldbergs.
I can't remember their names. I still haven't seen the Goldbergs. How was that?
You'll like it.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's, you know, there's some parts of it that are really over the top. However, they nail the nostalgia pretty well.
Yeah. Is it kind of a just Jews are funny sort of deal? Whoops.
Oh, no. It's a 80s are funny kind of deal.
Oh, I thought it was all about Jewish people.
No,
Oh.
No. It's Jeff Garlin and Wendy McClendon Covey and Tim Meadows is in it.
Oh, I like Tim Meadows.
Anna Gasteyer. Yeah, it's good.
Some old SNL.
Free on Hulu. Watch a couple episodes. Okay. You know, they make Wendy McClendon Covey's character go over the top, of course, but it's still entertaining.
It's to be expected.
Yep.
Well, let me tell you what else is expected. Right this very second, whether you know it or not, this is happening. Where is it? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Steven Schleicher. Hello, Steven.
Hello, everyone. Happy Monday.
What's going on, Major Spoilers, man?
It's Monday.
Yeah, it is. It's, what's it like there? Is it windy there? Because it's windy here.
It's not windy here today. We're supposed to get snow at the end of the week, but it'll be in the 50s for the most part until Friday, and then we'll get snow.
All right. Well, traffic and weather on the 9th.
I'm moving in from the east.
Actually, it's from the west. Thanks, Brian and Scott, for sending the weather my way.
You get our cold front.
Good point. You get our leftovers. Brian gets our leftovers first, then you get Brian's sloppy seconds, and then...
That's right.
Which usually amounts to nothing.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, it's like less than an inch.
Out by the time it gets to you.
That's true. The mountains stir it up and goof it up, and then you guys don't get anything. You just get dust bowls or whatever every couple hundred years, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully not this year. Nope. Hey, look at this. It's time for us to talk about the world, pop culture, comics, and more. And that's what Steven does when he comes on the show. The CW has renewed everything, it turns out.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Anything surprising about that? They were all doing well, right?
Well, so they had their... TV Critics Association up front over the weekend, and they went ahead and said, hey, Supergirl, DC's Legends of Tomorrow, Arrow, Flash, they're all coming back next season. Was there any doubt? And really, there shouldn't have been any doubt, even though ratings have been slipping consistently over the seasons that these shows have been on.
Yeah.
They're still the highest rated shows on the CW network, or often hit the highest rated shows during the week. So it makes sense that they will continue that. As
Legends
we mentioned last week.
A little bit of a surprise, right? Because that was, of the four of them, that's kind of the toughest one. That's the toughest sell.
Which one is that? Brian, I'm sorry. You
Legends
cut out there.
Legends of Tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. The Legends of Tomorrow was the one that I expected it to die. But I think because of what Geoff Johns had hinted at and what Greg Berlanti has hinted at, they kind of have to keep that around for a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm. All right. So how does this compare to things like old staples on CW, like Supernatural? And
I believe Supernatural, they announced a couple of other shows, and I remember Supernatural being in that list. As coming back, but there were several that did not, that they haven't announced yet. Now, just because, I mean, this is really early in the process to be saying, hey, yes, next fall, these shows are coming back. Most of the time we hear this March, April, sometimes late May, that a show is returning in the fall. So,
yeah. So,
and this was the biggest thing that happened to Supergirl, like Supergirl moving off of ABC, was
CBS.
It?
CBS.
CBS to CW was just the kick in the pants it needed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stop hearing good things about a show I still haven't seen. I need to
watch it. Really good. Yeah.
A lot of people have been super excited about Tyler Hoechlin as a Superman. He's not been around lately, and they have confirmed that there will not be a Superman spinoff show coming anytime soon.
That's too bad.
But there is something coming.
There's an opportunity there. Kind of wish they'd take it. We don't need Smallville again. Maybe something a little different.
Yep. Constantine fans will be happy. It's getting reanimated again in animated form on the CW Seed.
Ooh.
So you're going to get 5 or 6 10-minute episodes set in the Arrowverse, just like Vixen was last year. So for people that want more, you're going to get more, and it will have the actor reprising his role as the voice of Constantine in the show.
Oh, that's cool. So, yeah. So let me ask you this. By the way, I love whenever you talk about Constantine, you always you start with Constantine, you end with Constantine.
You're, because so many people get angry whichever way I say it, so I just do both.
Yeah, you're covering just your bases. This is great. I love it. I got to start.
You're covering your bases or basses.
Yes. All your basses belong to us.
Covering your basses. There you go. So, all right. I got a question about, what was, Troll Hunter's there on Netflix, the Del Toro deal.
Yeah.
That's pretty much universally beloved now. Everyone freaking loves that thing.
Everybody is very excited about it. Very happy with
it. Yeah. I like it a lot. And I'm curious if you've heard anything through your grapevines as to whether or not that's it or we're going to get more of that, because it seems pretty successful.
I've not heard, although the rumor is that it will come back for the next season. The weirdest part will be recasting what's his name,
Anton Yelchin.
Anton Yelchin.
Which is a real bummer. He's really good at that character, and oh my gosh, I mean, not, it's a bigger bummer that he died, everybody. It's
definitely
when these things happen, like with the Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher stuff, and then this, I always think, oh, I don't want to worry too much about what they were going to do, because then it makes it sound like, oh, you died and now I don't get my Princess Leia. It seems like it makes you a real wiener if you say that, but at the same time, it's what we love them for, and it's going to be, it's the way we'll miss them, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think it's okay to say that. Right, tell me about Alterna and lower prices coming to newsprint.
So Alterna Comics is a really indie publisher, and just at the beginning of the year, they announced that, hey, we're going to approach ways of making comics cheaper, and one of the biggest ways that they're making comics cheaper is they're returning to newsprint. So if you are a big fan of comic books from before 1988, then you know what I'm talking about with newsprint, the very flimsy newspaper print that your comics were made of for years because it was cheap and inexpensive. Over the years, because of the demand for higher quality art and to outdo other publishers, the paper costs, ink costs have increased so that people can get a better look on the display stand. But Alterna's like, look, we don't need people paying $5 for a comic. We're going to keep ours about $1, $1.99 tops, but we're going to do it by reducing our paper quality.
So is this just like newspaper? Like if I buy a newspaper today, it's the same stuff, right? Like
what it used to be.
So the upside is it's cheaper. Are we any better at making newsprint not seem so lame? Like I guess what I'm trying to ask is it all just recycled? Is it decent stock? Like, I feel like I don't want to buy these. I feel like I want to go digital now. And will this affect digital at all? Because if the comic book itself is cheaper to manufacture, it doesn't mean I'm suddenly going to get cheaper digital prices on this stuff, am I?
No, those will probably stay at 99 cents, although they haven't made any announcement on that. My guess is that if you look at like USA Today, for example, their cover page and everything, those are pretty good quality as far as the print goes. You're still going to have maybe some bleed, but I don't think you're going to have as many offset printer errors like you used to back in the day, where you could actually see like the outline of Superman and then the blue was shifted halfway off his chest.
The red not quite matching up with the blue.
Yeah.
They're better with that kind of registration stuff now, I think.
Right. Now, Alterna does specialize a lot in black and white comics in addition to their color comics. So the black and white stuff, I mean, if you go, now the there are showcase editions that DC publishes, and it's like 600 pages of comics in a big softback form for like $19. You can get Legion of Superheroes, Flash, Golden Age stuff, Silver Age stuff. It's really cool. Those are printed on a little bit lesser quality than newsprint, so they tear a little bit easy, but that's kind of the quality that we're going to be looking at, I think, from Alterna coming up later this spring and summer.
I don't know about you guys, but I'd never heard of Alterna before. This is the first time.
Yeah, I don't know how many years they've been around. I want to say maybe 6-7 years, something like that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've heard of Oni Press. I've heard of, other ones I can't think of right now, but I'd never heard of that as a thing. And obviously it's short for alternative, but I don't know. Now I'm kind of interested. Now I kind of want to check them out.
Yeah, you can go check them out, alternacomics.com. Mm-hmm. They've got, it is alternative. Some of it's a lot of horror stuff that makes it in there. The Chair is one of their comics that they did this year. It is now an indie horror film that is out there. So,
oh, I'd heard of that. So that's okay. That's interesting. So they're mm-hmm. so it's not like there's some, you know, it's not like one guy out of his basement sort of deal.
No. Okay. And they're this Go West series, the second issue comes out this week or next week. It's an interesting series in that it's like it almost feels like post-apocalyptic Western in that it doesn't feel like it's a post-apocalyptic setting.
Uh-huh.
But it's like it's a Western, but all of a sudden they go into this town and it's like, hey, there's electricity here like you would expect in the 1800s. But then someone whips out a gun and they've got like laser targets and little LED lights on it. It's really weird.
You're speaking my language. Okay, I can get these on Comixology, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I didn't know this existed. You just gave me a gift. You're like you're like Santa Claus without the beard or the reindeer.
I've got the belly full of jelly.
Okay, good. Touch your nose and you'll go up the chimney then when you're done. All right, let's talk about the official synopsis for Thor Ragnarok, because it's out and it's official, and that means we kind of understand what's going to happen in that movie. What's going on in that thing?
Yeah, so apparently Thor has been imprisoned on the other side of the universe without Mjolnir, his mighty hammer, mm-hmm. and he has to get back to Asgard to stop Ragnarok being brought on partially by his former fellow ally and Avenger, the Incredible Hulk. So last year at the San Diego Comic-Con, we saw the Hulk armor on display from Planet Hulk, and people were wondering, oh, so the Hulk and Thor are going to team up? Maybe not so much, according to the synopsis. It looks like maybe the Hulk is the big bad, maybe colluding with the witch that's trying to bring about Ragnarok.
How much do you think we'll get of actual, I can't think of his name all of a sudden.
Guy who Doctor plays Strange.
Hulk. No, the guy who plays Hulk.
Oh, Ruffalo?
I don't know. They've been filming a lot together, so.
Okay, so Ruffalo's been... I mean, he's cast in this movie.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Definitely.
Okay. So it's not like going to be, he's not going to be in Hulk form all the time, and we never see Mark Ruffalo. All right. I don't think so. I like him a lot. So that'd be fun to see him more. Excellent. That all sounds good. When's that coming out? What's the date?
It comes out November 3rd, 2017. So we've got quite a while.
Yeah. We got a ways to go. Mm-hmm. I feel like we just got past November 3rd.
We got, we got Guardians of the Galaxy before that. We've got Spider-Man Homecoming before that. There's plenty of superhero to wet our whistle before that.
Those are the main two. Oh, let's see. Wonder Woman. What else?
Wonder Woman. Logan comes out in March.
Right. Logan. Yeah,
a lot of
people,
I think, have forgotten about Logan because it just doesn't feel like a comic book movie anymore.
No. Right. But I'm more excited about it than a lot of them. So.
Oh, yeah. Me too. Yeah.
I hope they nail it. I hear Patrick Stewart drops a big fat F-bomb in that movie.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Yeah. Right.
Some people have watched, like, what is it, the first 20 or 45 minutes of the movie on a screen.
I don't give four Fs.
That would be great.
It'd be amazing, but it won't happen.
No.
All right. Finally, let's do a little plug here. Critical Hit does Call of Cthulhu in I don't know how to say this right. Binaural? Am I saying it right?
Yeah, binaural.
Okay, that's binaural that audio thing where it's like supposedly gets all up in your brain and makes you have stuff or whatever. I don't know how it works.
What is that ASMR audio? That's that stuff where that's like, hey, I'm scratching my fingers behind your ears. So binaural audio is like that, but it's beyond stereo. It's like a 3D sound. So if someone is standing right behind your left shoulder and talking to you, it sounds like somebody's over your left shoulder and talking to you. Mm-hmm. And back in October, we had decided to goof off and play Call of Cthulhu. And I said, well, why don't we just try out? I found a really cheap binaural microphone on Amazon for like $80.
Yeah.
Normally, these things are like $8,000 if you get with the big foam head and everything.
Right.
And so I said, why don't we just try recording this and see how it comes out? And it actually comes out surprisingly good. And people have really dug the first episode. It's out now. I think you check in your Frog Pants feed or check over at majorspoilers.com and give it a listen. And see what you think.
How
it's
did
called
you,
Cthulhu, which is really different.
Yeah.
So using this microphone setup seemed to be the different way of approaching this game.
So is it just the microphones? Is that how you achieve this?
Yeah, well, in the case of the cheap one that I got, you actually have to use your physical head as the head and ears.
As opposed to your virtual head?
Well, so like in the binaural microphone, it's actually a foam head with the microphones embedded in the ears. So that it's catching the ears and reflecting the sound like a normal human head would.
Okay.
What I did with these $89 or these $90, $80 pair of microphones you can get on Amazon was that I got a foam head from Hobby Lobby. I 3D printed some ears, stuck them on the styrofoam head, and put the microphones in the ears there so I didn't have to wear it during the game.
Wow.
So for less than $100, I made an equivalent or something close to an $8,000 microphone.
Wow. That's cool, dude.
It works pretty well.
Yeah, I need to go listen to this. I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I will. I don't know if I've sent you guys before, but I did something out in the rain one night when I was first when I first got these. Mm-hmm. And it takes about 5 minutes to really get into it. But if you're just sitting there with your eyes closed, suddenly it feels like you're outside in that rainstorm.
Okay, I have to check it out. I've heard of this stuff before. It's supposed to be good for meditation and things like that. The binaural.
That's what I think the ASMR or I forget what it's abbreviated at, but that's what I think those people use it mostly for.
Yeah, but some of those people are like, they're like making noises of like, here's me eating a sandwich, right? And some people are into that or something. Or
yeah, if you went to the Disney, MGM Disney Studios back in the day, they had an experience where you would go into a booth and you put on these headphones and they would play this binaural experience with you and go in and be like, oh, hey, it's a bottle shop. And the guy would be cutting your ears and blow drying you. And it actually felt like it was doing that to you. And it was just sound.
Okay. Weird. I'm not judging. It just sounds weird to me.
But it is weird. And that's why I thought for Call of Cthulhu, it would be a great way to do it, to make people feel weird in a weird game setting.
I'll bet Lovecraft, if he were here today, would approve.
He would definitely be a Trump supporter.
He would be a Trump supporter, and he would be downloading podcasts, and yours would be one of them.
So. No, he probably wouldn't because of my liberal ways.
That's probably true. All right, you pinko. Go hug a tree. let's end it here, but first give you a chance to promote anything else you have going on. Sites, of course, majorspoilers.com. Anything else besides this people should be checking out?
No, just check out the Critical Hit episode. Let me know what you think. It's at Critical Hit on Major Spoilers or on iTunes or any other place you can get fine podcasts like Frog Pants Network.
Yeah, that's true. And also find him on Twitter, Major Spoilers over there. Steven, it's always a pleasure. Take it easy. We'll see you next Monday.
Have a great week.
Bye.
See you, buddy.
Bye. Brian, that concludes our broadcast day.
Wow.
Yep. We ripped through it. We did it.
We did.
We delivered, I believe, on our promise to, hopefully entertain. I don't know. People have to tell us. We can't tell. I don't know if we were good.
I think for next week, let's talk with Steven about... MAME cabinets, because he's in the process of building one as well.
Oh,
and I think it might be, since Rockford's off the ticket now, we don't have Rockford. We need to talk about we need to get people out there listening to the show also building their own Raspberry Pi retro arcade too.
Do you have an 8-bit version of this? Because that would be cool.
That would be cool. Maybe somebody out there could make a Rockford Files chiptune.
Yeah, we got any chiptune artists out there? That'd be really cool. Oh, you know what? I want to tease people a little. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but Bo Schwartz, one of the fine co-hosts of the Core podcast, every once in a while gets real creative. He's a music-y guy, and he'll make something rad, and I'll be blown away by it, and he's done that again. And it's new music for not only the Core show, but also we have this this video intro. I'm not going to play the video intro, but I am going to play... just a taste of the new intro audio-wise.
Okay.
And it's just so good. So here, let me kill this. Here's Bo Schwartz and his new partial rendition of the Core intro. Check it out.
This is Core.
That's all you're going to get. Take that.
Damn, that's nice.
It's rocking, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it a lot. Anyway, that guy's great. And
talented musicians in the Frog Pants family.
Oh, we have so many talented artists, musicians, writers, thinkers, gamers. What else do we have? We have great moms and dads and kids. Right. And
Click Max Powers link right there in the chat room.
In the chat there. All right, let's take a look at Max Powers link. Hold on, I gotta get through this spam here. Okay, there we go. This YouTube video, is that the one?
Yes.
Oh, this 8-bit Rockford? No way. Yep. This is great. I'm totally downloading that.
It's too bad that it's just like one, you know, one voice, right? Not multiple voices. Yeah, but we'll take it.
I'll take what I can get. I cannot believe they did it on a ZX Spectrum. That's amazing.
Wow.
Once again, the internet. Sometimes you provide.
Good job, Max Power. You do have Max Power.
That's right. Hey, if you like the show and you want to support us, go on over to patreon.com/TMS. There are the collectible cards you get every month, and I would like to make a mention here that if you have not received them for some reason, after you've signed up, you need to let us know. Sometimes we don't know that you didn't, and sometimes it's just a mail goof. I had Christmas cards go out to friends of mine that got rejected because it said the address was wrong, but it was right. So don't trust the mail service. Let us know. We are happy to make sure you get what's coming to you. So if you're part of those levels, let us know. Patreon.com/TMS. And if you haven't decided to up over there, please do. We'd really appreciate it. We're streamed live every day at alphageekradio.com, simulcast on diamondclub.tv, and of course right here at frogpants.com/twitch. You can find the entire show and all of its details at frogpants.com/TMS. That includes email, phone number for voicemails, and our Twitter account. So go check that out. Brian, let's leave, but with a song, shall we?
Sure, sounds good. This one's going out to Sean, who writes in, says, this week marks the second anniversary of my girlfriend Amanda surviving a burst brain aneurysm and the resulting brain surgery. We now celebrate Life Day every year to mark all the time we have together that might have been lost. Happy Life Day, Amanda, and here's to many more. That's awesome. Congratulations on getting through that, Sean. Congratulations, Amanda, and thank you for writing in, Sean. He wanted to hear either a bluegrass or an 8-bit chiptune video game style cover of Radiohead. We're not done with the chiptune yet, people. This is Radiohead's Karma Police. As if you would hear it at the beginning of the Karma Police side-scrolling platformer on the NES. Performed by Hoses as part of the SA NES cover. Album from 2005 features a bunch of different 8-bit covers of pop songs, not just Radiohead, but like Lynyrd Skynyrd and more. Here is Hoses and Karma Police.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.
Young man, if you spill those new sugar smacks, you're fired.